We are back reconvening with the Planning Commission and the joint meeting with the Board of Supervisors. At this time, I'll ask members of the Planning Commission to introduce themselves.
Ken Brown, Planning Commission.
Melanie Sigi, Planning Commission.
Matt Popak, Planning Commission Chair.
Mark McKee, Vice Chair.
Jared Lash, Staff Liaison.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Mr. Chenoway. Good evening to members of the board. It's my honor to be here. I know I've been here, I think, 11 years in total, but probably 8 or so while I'm giving this presentation as chair. We've got a presentation that might look familiar to some of you, but at this point, we've got a good thing going, so why mess with it? You heard introductions from most of us tonight. We are missing Jackie Camp, our secretary, but this board of five, newly instituted with Melanie, replacing Marty Trumpler, who was reshuffled earlier this year, has been a nice, strong board to get us kicked off here in 2026. So what is it that we do at the Planning Commission? Is, I think, a question that a large number of people in the population are going to be interested to know about going forward. We are the ones responsible for the first line of land development and zoning ordinance review. After everything goes through the township staff, and they have extensive discussions often with many different developers and interested residents, landowners, business owners that come in to say, we want to improve what the built environment looks like here in Upper Marion Township. They come before us at the Planning Commission to say, this is what we would like to build, and it's our opportunity to say, here's how we think it could be a little bit better for the township. Sometimes it's a very easy conversation back and forth. Sometimes it takes a little bit longer for all of the different zoning ordinances and subdivision and land development ordinances to be reviewed adequately. I think we often have at least something of merit and value to share with the individual developers, and that's why I think we serve as that first line of defense so that the Board of Supervisors is able to make informed decisions before they render any sort of decision about approving or denying any of these applications that come forward. We do meet twice monthly. It's on the second and fourth Wednesday of every month, typically over in the Henderson Room on the second level here of the Township Building, sometimes in this room as well. We had 18 meetings in total over the last 12 months out of a possible 22. That's the same as we were last year and still a little bit higher, up 12% from 2023-24, I guess that would have been. Basically reflecting that there is still some decent amount of development activity here taking place in the township. In total, we touched on 12 different developments on Riedel Road, Mount Pleasant, 160 North Gulf, that was the First Watch and Hotel combination, unless that wasn't Netflix.
Netflix.
Lazy Dog, that's what that was. Yes, 160 North Gulf Road is the Lazy Dog application. Mm-hmm. Arden Road, West Church, West DeKalb, Avon, a cluster of parcels on South Gulf, different one on 727 West DeKalb Pike, two on River Road at 800 and 870 and 900 First Avenue. And then the three was conditional use applications on Gulf Road, Arden Road, and Vandenberg Road. In addition, we worked through three different zoning ordinance edits and updates over the last 12 months regarding the multimodal trail usage and minimum maximum setbacks in the KPMU district, some updates to our neighborhood mixed-use ordinance, and of course, trying to get on the books established regulations for the data center land uses here in the township. Hopefully, after everything comes before this board and then goes to the supervisors and gets approved, we have construction start to take place. And Jared has outlined some of the major construction projects ongoing throughout the township. We still have a couple of major residential developments being built out. Toll Brothers is still working on Stonebrook on the eastern end of the township, and Greg and I look out on the Mansell Mill houses. I don't know if you've been through any of their model houses. Very nice. Very nice houses with prices to match. We're still working on other developments at 555 Flint Hill, The car wash on 161 West DeKalb Pike is, I think, just about finished.
It's open.
And the 127 South Gulf Road, that was the...
That's Cava First Watch in the hotel.
That's the Cava First Watch in the hotel, yes. I have to get those addresses squared away for me in my head. In addition to working on all the land development and zoning ordinance, the kind of regular business that's supposed to come before the Planning Commission as outlined in the municipality's planning code, we're also still in the middle of a comprehensive plan update process. We've been working on a number of different large-scale questions and how they have to cascade through different chapters of a comprehensive plan text document. We've been thinking about basically these questions, which I think I started putting up on the board probably right after everybody was coming back from the pandemic, so 4 or 5 years ago. They still seem to be more or less the questions of the 2020s that we are wrestling with. It's remote work, not just possibilities at this point, but realities, as some of our previously well-staffed and developed office complexes largely emptied out. Some have partially recovered, others have not. What do we do with those in the long term? Climate change mitigation. Fortunately, we got some rain today, but we're in a drought, and maybe there won't be as many hurricanes, but there was snow and cold last winter, and we just set a record high 3 days ago. So weather and climate have been continuing to be screwy, and hopefully we can figure out a way for this township to address all of these issues. And of course, the more equitable community questions that I think have been on the supervisors' minds now for several years running. Fortunately, there is a document that can help us organize all of these thoughts together, and it's our Township Comprehensive Plan. Jarrett has been doing a phenomenal job trying to take second looks at things that we probably knew already but didn't know how to write down into a document and establish into guiding principles that can really guide not just how land development happens, but how the township may operate overall. There's 5 main chapters that have to be included per the municipality's planning code: housing, land use, movement, natural resources, and the community facilities chapter. But there's so much overlap between how each of these work. We're thinking that the chapters that Jarrett has been preparing, they have to touch on in things individually, but you can't really touch on movement in this township without touching on housing and the business interests and everything that comes along with it. Natural resources are the baseline. If we don't have anything situated and strong in those places, nothing else can build on top of it. So we're excited for this draft to finally get over the finish line in the near future. Please, 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 that would be great. Thank you. How are we supporting how this particular document is going as we are not only coming to the special supervisor workshops where we've been touching on some of these chapters over the years, we're also discussing these components at our individual meetings where time allows and we don't have too much other development items on our agenda. My fellow Planning Commission members did help man some of the stations at a couple of the open house events that we had for the public. And we are now trying to work through some of that editing process and making sure that the actions that are identified for the township to start taking in the future are found in the draft so that we can get a draft together that the board will accept and adopt and embrace as the next couple of years go by. So the last slide here, as we wrap up for this meeting and all the joint meetings that the supervisors had, we really think as a planning commission that we kind of embrace a lot of the other different committees and other ways that people can get involved with the township, since the built environment is really the manifestation of a lot of the policies that this township has adopted, this board has adopted. So it's the same question that we keep asking ourselves, and it's really the root of why we're here and what we're doing. Why do we want to be in Upper Marion Township? Why do we want to continue to show up for public meetings, get involved with political processes, start a business, run a business, come up with a new construction idea to change how the built environment looks? This question, the answer to this question can evolve over time and hopefully will if we're in a good place as a township. There was a quote I was discussing with Jarrett that I wanted to steal earlier today, and hopefully he remembers it exactly, because I believe it was something to the effect of stasis is not an option.
Correct.
As much as everybody would like to remain in fictional Mayberry forever, we are not in a world that allows us to do that. There are so many changes coming at us from every single direction. We at the Planning Commission are able to participate in just a small portion of how the world is moving forward and going through progress. And we think, we hope, that we're doing our small part to make each of the new ideas and developments coming into Upper Merion Township just that much better. So thank you to all the supervisors, even the two that aren't here tonight, for your support. I think it sounds like, based on what we work with our liaison, Supervisor Genoway, that many of the questions that come from us will also come up again at the board level when applicants are coming before us. So we hope that we are reflecting the views and interests that you all have appropriately, hopefully bringing up some of our own individual resources and background and interests to try and make all of the developments as strong as possible and the ordinance language as strong as possible. And we will keep doing it as appointed and with whatever developments happen to come through the door of the township, second and fourth Wednesdays, everybody's welcome to join us at our meetings.
Thank you. And maybe you could just take 30 seconds and tell the general public about the guidelines of the municipal planning code, which we are obligated to follow as a municipality.
I think there's entire courses on the municipality's planning code, so 30 seconds distillation is harder than you might think. But
take 2 minutes.
2 minutes? The state laid out Act 247. Which establishes the municipality's planning code and explains how developments, proposals have to flow through things like a planning commission. It establishes what a planning commission does, rights, responsibilities, duties. It establishes the ability for townships to pass subdivision, land development ordinances, zoning ordinances, transportation impact fees. It allows for a statutory process to take place to allow for whatever may be coming down the pike to flow through a process that respects the township or any municipality's stances and respects the landowner, developer, business owner's rights to have basically a fair hearing as they're proceeding through the overall process and allowing municipalities to determine what or what can and cannot be adjusted as they are moving towards final approvals.
But they have a developer slash building operator owner has the right to bring anything they want to before the planning commission, as long as it is has an opportunity to be zoned in that district and can be built in that district according to the codes.
That's correct. And that goes back to, you know, zoning codes as established 100 years ago at this point in Supreme Court cases. There are various township ordinances for health, safety, welfare protection that allow us to have reviews from a fire marshal or various engineering things to make sure that whatever is built is safe.
Traffic consultants.
Traffic consultants, yes. Of course. It all kind of comes together such that anything that is actually completed through the process and approved has been extraordinarily vetted, especially in a township as complex and complicated as this one, with many different consultants providing review letters on engineering, even before we usually see it at a planning commission meeting. So yes, there is a lengthy process. I think the township may have completed a flow chart for how these particular processes go that everybody is welcome to show. We might even show it at a meeting upcoming. For no particular reason, but it's a dedicated process that touches on a lot of different people, both at a township staff level, a township consultant level, and then us from the Planning Commission, members of residents of the township appointed by the board to help guide some of those discussions and make recommendations up to the supervisors.
Thank you. Mr. McKee.
If I can just add, great job. I think one of the things Mr. Genoway is looking for in terms of the MPC and how it affects zoning at our local level is just what he explained briefly. Our zoning code basically has to provide for every potential use. And that's the difficulty, as Mr. Genoway says, a developer brings a development process and we don't have a place for it. They could basically put it anywhere. So that's why we have to struggle with our zoning codes to make sure we cover the bases and have the controls in that we want to put in. But essentially, you have to allow that use someplace in your township, or if you have a joint municipal working arrangement with your surrounding communities, sometimes you can put them in there. So that's just, I think that's what one of the things you're
exactly looking at. And a good example that we all had to go through a few years back was adult entertainment.
Right.
When there was a move on to bring a couple of such facilities to Upper Mary Township, and we were able to implement a zoning ordinance, and then going through the planning process, they were restricted in where they could go, and ultimately did not come into Upper Marion Township because of the restrictions that were put into place, even though there was a fair spot for them to go to.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. So it makes your job tougher when something's given to you, and you have a challenge before you in making sure that all the T's are crossed and I's are dotted before giving an opinion and recommendation to the Board of Supervisors. I wanted to mention a couple of things about the board. First of all, you do a great job. Thank you for what you do and how you do it. The technical expertise that each of you brings to those meetings is phenomenal. And I think that sometimes developers come to us with the belief that we're just another planning commission, and we're really not. We have expertise from finance, from real estate, from planning, from architecture, from understanding the place as a community that many planning commissions do not provide. So thank you. And we've actually crafted the board to meet that kind of an expectation, not to mention what our planner brings to the table. I mentioned the MPC, and the other thing that I wanted to mention was the comp plan. September, Mr.
Okay.
Pope. September, we're hoping for the public meetings, correct, Jared?
That's correct.
And Mr. Lash is scheduling or planning to schedule public meetings to go through the final rendition of that comprehensive plan, at which point in time the general public will get the opportunity to weigh in one more time or one last time before we implement that. And we are looking at strongly at the stormwater issues, the tree canopy issues, the roadway and transportation issues, the zoning impacts, and so on. I could go on and on and on, but I think you get the picture. I think it'll be the best comp plan the township's ever had when it's done. So thank you for your diligent work on that. Thank you for your leadership on that, Mr. Lash. And I think that's all the comments I have. Turn it over to my colleagues.
I'd just like to go back to something you just alluded to really quickly. You mentioned the flowchart, the recently developed and published flowchart that tells you how a proposal goes through the Planning Commission and what the various steps are up to and including its decision by the Board of Supervisors, yes or no, on any given plan. And I just want to mention that it is on our website. It's on our township website now, so that people who have any questions about, well, how did this get passed, and who talked about this, and they did this in secret, or nobody heard about this, this is where you can look and see what the various steps are. And anyone can go on our township website, look at the Planning Commission agenda twice a month, look at the agenda for the Board of Supervisors, look at the agenda on the Zoning Hearing Board to find out what cases are being proposed, what cases are being deliberated about. So I think it's a brand new entity now. So yeah. I think it's going to be very helpful for people to understand the process better.
It's a helpful resource, and yeah. I appreciated how many steps there are before the Planning Commission appears kind of near the bottom of the chart. Mm-hmm. I will say that even that line where we are listed doesn't even get into necessarily all of the details that it could be for us.
Right.
You know, we will occasionally have a developer come in with a very small scale project. We may only take one meeting to look at them and approve something, most of the time, I would say, especially in a township as complicated as Upper Marion's, those developers are asked to come in at least twice for any sort of proposal that is coming forth, because hopefully we will have some comments at that first couple of meetings that we encourage them to go back and revise their plans to be able to come back to us so that it can go directly from us, give our final approval straight onto your desk. So even if it just looks like one little line for us that's there, it's an important line. It can take a little bit of time to process through everything, but we take our responsibility seriously to make sure that all of the good work that has been done on the reviews, everybody has met all of those standards, and then they have to meet our standards before they come to try and meet your standards.
And I just have two things. The first was about the flow chart, which compliments to Jared and everybody else who's involved.
Yes,
the process is excellent.
It
is important to note that there are lots of little exceptions to the flow chart that I can think of. You are never going to come up with a complete flow chart that maps out every single exception, but it is an outstanding general resource for people who just want to get a little bit more familiar with the basics of the process. That's the first thing. Secondly, like I do with every board, I just want to thank you for your service. I think that the Planning Commission is one of those boards where you actually have more interaction with residents at your meetings than most of the other boards. I would say Planning Commission, I would say ZHB, I would say occasionally Park and Rec, and those are probably the three big boards where you can get significant resident turnout, besides obviously the Board of Supervisors. So I thank you for your ability also to deal with the public fairly and rationally and try to explain things when sometimes people, often rightly, are very emotional about what's going on in their neighborhoods. So I appreciate that about what you have to do with.
And I would close, again, on the flow chart. I would close by simply suggesting that if people want to understand a little bit more about the process, take a look at the flow chart. You can always ask one of us if you have a question about it. But understand that a person who owns a piece of property in a particular zoning district can ask to put whatever they want to there, and then it has to go through the process. And we, many times, as a community, as a leadership board, are criticized that we overbuild and overbuild and overbuild, and frankly, a lot of times we're governed by the codes. And if the zoning code and the building code and municipal planning code permit it, sometimes you lose. And frankly, that's why we have the village. And
yes.
had that been done a little bit differently, we may not have the village.
Right.
So we try to be more diligent today and do things in a more structured manner that puts us into a position to be able to manage what's put into Upper Marion Township, and as opposed to accept what people want to put here.
I think every community has its issues. I don't even want to call them problems. They're issues. I think most communities would kill for Upper Marion's issues. The fact that we have so many people that want to go after building something brand new around here, using their land to the absolute fullest extent in a lot of cases, it's a better set of issues to necessarily be facing than much of the rest of Pennsylvania, who are all governed by the same sorts of rules and regulations that we have to work with down here.
Let me put it this way. I don't know any town that is suffering from population decline that isn't suffering more broadly than that.
Right.
So.
And I think that's sort of a great way to wrap up this particular session by simply saying that we just came back from two conferences, the Public Employee Relations Conference, and where we learned an awful lot about how to manage people in our workforce. And then secondly, the Second Class Township Associations Conference, PSATs. And I can tell you that at both of those, there were numerous people that came up to us and said, how do you all do what you do? How can we be like you? So there are many, many, many communities in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania that want to be like Upper Marion Township. So with that, thank you. Yes.
I wanted to see if planning commission members had anything else to say. Just no pressure to wrap up. But
when people buy property, they buy a bundle of rights, and they got to get some of them, and they're limited by whatever is structured in our zoning codes and things. but you can't shut off all their bundle of rights. I mean, what's the point of owning property? So, but we guard the rest of their surrounding properties so that they're not destroyed by the bundle of rights.
Yeah. Okay. Martin, you're doing something.
Just one, since it just occurred today. Upper Merion Township basically developed like it did largely because of our roadways. We all understand that. And to keep the roadways moving, we have an opportunity, comes about every 2 years, and it's what's called the Pennsylvania TIP, or Transportation Improvement Program. Just today, hot off the presses, DVRPC basically published their draft 2027 Transportation Improvement Program for Pennsylvania, with today opening a one-month comment period from May 21st to June 22nd. It's just an opportunity, and we have, Upper Merion did pretty well. It's basically what the DVRPC is, the MPO that allocates money that comes from the federal government and coordinates with the five counties, Pennsylvania areas, on allocating that funding over a period of 4 years, another 4 years, basically a 12-year program. But it's key. You don't get a program funded unless it's on the TIP. So there's a condition precedent, but it's an opportunity. If a program is on the TIP, it allows, funding is permitted. So this is a condition precedent, and it's an opportunity for us just, and our elected officials and our staff, to make sure that we coordinate with our county, and luckily we have a good in with the county transportation planning department. But it's just an opportunity. I just wanted to make sure everybody's aware of. And we've done pretty well. There's $8 billion of programs between transit and highway funding going to be allocated over the next, I think, 4 years. But it's an opportunity, and there's a quick cheat sheet for anybody that wants it. So thank you.
Thank you, Mr. McKeith. Anything else? In that case, that completes the joint meeting schedule between the various boards, commissions, and authorities and the Board of Supervisors for 2026, with one exception. And at the June workshop meeting, we will be meeting with the Transportation and General Authority, as they were unable to be with us tonight. All that being said, I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to adjourn. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Passes 3-0. We are adjourned. Thank you very much for witnessing these various joint meetings.